friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 18:46, the Lord lives. Praise be to my rock, exalted be God my Savior. I love that. Psalm 18:46, well, hello there. Happy Thursday, this October the 1st, 2015. It's Joey Kroll with you. And, you know, I do say, seems like this entire year has just been flying by. You know, I've said this quite often, that time flies, and I really think that there may be an element of truth to that. You know, in my office, I have a calendar that I kind of just put down family things coming up, upcoming stuff going on at work or church or, you know, and it seems like I've been flying through that calendar, turning the pages more so in the last year than years past. But, yeah, you know, it's amazing how, you know, when you're a teenager, you can't wait to turn 18 and grow up and all of that. But I think after you hit a certain age, it's just like downhill. It's just life on fast forward, I'll tell you. Hey, I pray that you're doing well on this first day of October 2015. By the way, just want to remind you that October is Pastor Appreciation Month. I just want to throw that out there. Be sure to find ways just to celebrate your pastor, maybe a handshake, maybe just a nice written card, a gift card, whatever it is. Just let your pastor know that you appreciate him. Amen. Hey, if you missed it yesterday, wow, you missed a really cool opportunity and update on what God is doing and stirring here at the radio ministry. Yesterday, Mark spoke with Kate Freeman, where she kind of gave a little of her testimony and how she is now the new director, the first director for the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. And Mark kind of talked about just how God has been kind of stirring his heart for the last several years to get some type of a drama team or some type of a skit crew or whatnot to perform at radio events, maybe serve in churches, do a presentation at Singing Men concerts. And looks like God is kind of opening the door towards that. Our heart here is to really proclaim Jesus. And, you know, if you've ever been to a Singing Men concert, that's exactly what we do. We use our voices, our talents, and our gifts to point people to Christ, and the same will be for the Great News Radio Theater Troupe as well. So I encourage you to go to our website through the audio archives portion, greatnewsradio.org, and listen to yesterday's program with Kate Freeman. And be praying for us as God opens this door as we try to get a team together. And who knows, you may just be on that team. So again, we do appreciate your prayers. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to be talking about building our life on God's promises. And wow, there are so many promises in God's word. And today we're going to be talking about God's promise of faithfulness, how God is faithful in every circumstance. So we're going to be diving in to Psalm 89 right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
And I
Oh, that's right. Celebrating Jesus today. Happy Thursday. Welcome to Mark and Friends. Joey Kroll with you. And I'll tell you what, we've all been left hanging by failed promises. Somebody ever tell you, I'll pay you back, or it won't hurt a bit, or the doctor will see you shortly, right? I mean, some broken promises really can't be avoided, right? We can't do anything about traffic snarls or sudden illness. Others are just much more painful. Either case, though, friend, when we experience enough broken promises, can I be real with you? We may begin to question the ability of anyone to remain faithful to their word. But the good news is today on this Thursday is God never forgets or neglects his promises. He is always faithful, friend. No matter how difficult life becomes, God is always by our side. You know, Psalm 89 is a wonderful reminder of God's faithfulness, a reminder that gives us hope in the most hopeless of situations. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Psalm 89 today, and we're going to be talking about how God is faithful in every circumstance. You know, the Word of God is filled with so many promises. And today we're going to be talking about how one of those promises is that we have a faithful God. Psalm 89, verse 1 says, I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. Drop down to verse 5. The heavens praise your wonders, Lord, your faithfulness too, in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the heavenly beings? In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. Who is like you, Lord God Almighty? You, Lord, are mighty, and your faithfulness surrounds you. Dropping down to verse 15. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They celebrate your righteousness, for you are their glory and strength, and by your favor you exalt our horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. Amen, amen. I love that. Psalm 89 there. You know, it's a fresh reminder of the greatness of our God, really. It really is. It also highlights his closeness. Knowing God is mighty, great, and powerful should cause us to shout for joy, right? Not to mention knowing that he's ready to put every one of those attributes to work for us. God is there for us because of his love, his faithful love. See, even in the midst of our worst pain, we can find joy in God's power and closeness to us. Psalmist wrote in verse 1 that he would forever tell the world of God's faithfulness. You know, the Hebrew word for faithfulness used in this verse means firmness, fidelity, steadfastness, and steadiness. In other words, God's love will always remain strong, will always remain steady, and most importantly, will always remain. See, we see God's faithfulness in his rule over heaven. Verse 2, the writer says, you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. See, since God's sovereign rule over the universe is consistent and steadfast, we can count on him in our own lives, right? God's faithful rule over all creation means he can be trusted with whatever we're facing today. You know, this past Sunday night, we had what they called a blood moon or an eclipse moon, where the moon was a beautiful red color. It was fantastic. My wife and I, we went out Sunday night trying to take some pictures of the moon with our phones and our cameras. It was really breathtaking. You know, the God, though, friend, who created this breathtaking universe is the same God, watch this now, who loves you. Even as the heavens call his people to celebrate God's glory and power, his faithful love should also be the cause of great celebration. In verse 5 here in Psalm 89, it says, the heavens praise your wonders. See, nothing and no one is more deserving of praise than the one who created everything, right? As Psalm 19:1 says, the heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Everything we see in this world and beyond is a testament to the power of Almighty God. Simply by gazing into the world around us, we are reminded again and again of God's matchless ability. Let's read that verse again, verse 5. The heavens praise your wonders. Even the majesty and beauty of the universe pale in comparison with God. Nothing can compare with the majesty of God. The heavens declare his faithfulness and praise him. The angels have witnessed it and sing of him. The world was shaped by his very hand and gives witness to his greatness. Friend, be encouraged in knowing that the same God who created it all is the one whose strength and faithfulness we can count on when we need it most. You know, every couple of years in the United States, we go through the election cycles to decide who will lead our government. I'll tell you, if I get one more political call, and during the campaign season, we hear tons of promises from candidates about what they will do to make our city, state, country, our lives better. But too often, those campaign promises fade away after the election is over, right? And when the next election rolls around, we find ourselves wondering, did anything get better? According to the psalm, we see that when we trust God's faithfulness and choose to live in his presence, we will experience great comfort and joy. Listen to this from Psalm 89, verse 16. We just read it a little bit ago. They rejoice in your name all day long. They celebrate your righteousness. Verse 17, for you are their glory and strength. Praise the Lord. When we live in his presence, he exalts us and imparts his righteousness to us. And of course, God did this through Jesus Christ. In his faithful love, God sent Christ to forgive us, to redeem us, and bring us back to him. As a result of all of that stuff, happiness and joy are sure to follow. We find encouragement, we find strength, we find comfort and joy by walking in the presence of God. We can experience the faithfulness of God when we are fully connected to him and his will for our lives. See, as followers of Jesus Christ, we are given the great privilege of knowing his joy, walking in his presence, and being exalted by his righteousness just as he promised. So we all need reminders of how much God values us and loves us. I encourage you today to note some of God's faithfulness in your life. Make a daily habit of writing down how God has blessed you. Keep a blessings journal. Keep a journal of his faithfulness as a constant reminder that God will never let you down. Ultimately, he will never let you down. You can be sure that people will let you down, friend. Even those you love and trust, but not God. Not God. His promises are a trusted foundation on which you can stand every day of your life.
From the mighty to the small, the glory in them all is God's and God's alone. God and God alone reveals the truth of all. And all the best and worst of men won't change the Master's plan. It's God's and God's alone. God and God alone is here today. mercy's throne. Let everything that lives preserve its truest praise. For God and God alone. God and God alone will be the joy.
Tell you what, I wish I can sing like him. Steve Green and God alone. Fred, I do thank you so much for just your fellowship here today on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Just want to quickly remind you that Great News Radio is a listener-supported radio station, which means we really do depend on God's grace and your faithful gifts of support prayerfully. Consider sending in a gift for the month of October. Your gift of $50, $75, or $300 really does make a difference here at this radio ministry. Mark does a great, great job of making sure that we are great stewards. You can send in your gift of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give a gift online like our family does, greatnewsradio.org, and click on the little button there that says donate. Well, Fred, I pray that you enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and don't forget that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.